You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four comedians, creative people, each share a creative idea, such as a movie idea, an app idea, or even a futuristic tech idea. The idea could be funny or serious, well thought out or improvised, realistic or ridiculous, but we'll always have fun talking about it and joking about it. I'm comedian Avery Sommerfeld.
I'm your host, Tom Wolma. This is Creativity Wasted, and we have one person who may or may not be showing up late, but we'll get started without him. So,
all right.
You ready with your idea?
I'm ready. Ready, willing, and able. Well, my idea is for – who remembers that animated cartoon Ben 10? Maybe Ben 10. It was a guy. He would wear a belt that aliens gave him, and he could change it to any alien he wanted. I guess he had 10 different aliens. But my idea is not to turn into different aliens, but to turn into any shape you want. You could turn into another person or you can turn into a table or a phone or whatever you want. I don't care, you know. But so, for instance, I mean, you could be Kanye West and watch, you watch Kim Kardashian get undressed, right? And then you can write lousy pop lyrics for rap songs. So I think that's a pretty good idea.
But you need to wear a belt.
You got to wear a belt or maybe some special clothing like a shirt. That has like a little, maybe voice command, voice activated. They're like, boop, boop, make me Kanye West. Boop, boop. Or maybe you could be a toilet seat or something, you know. You want to a toilet seat at like, on the set of Modern Family, right? And then what's her name? Sofia Vergara could sit on your face every day.
Okay. So if you wear the belt. This is a cartoon?
Well, it wasn't exactly like that. In the cartoon, he could turn into different aliens. But I'm taking the idea a little bit. I mean, we got to have this thing. You can turn into anything. I mean, you can be a chair. You could be a chair at a theater, right? And nobody would know. You could look up all the women's skirts or something. You could throw popcorn at people. They wouldn't know.
So they're making like a Muppets thing with what's her name? The fat actress,
Miss Piggy.
Funny.
the one that did the movie that kind of bombed recently. She's kind of funny.
She did a movie with Sandra Bullock at some point. Whatever, but anyway, so it's like
Melissa McCarthy.
That's who I was. She just did that movie that came out recently.
So it's like a dirty Muppets movie where like all the Muppets die, and there's like. Sex scenes and things of like the characters who I don't know if it's
that's
behind
what
the
I want to see
of this show
people or? Having sex with animals having sex with animals and Muppets.
Is it considered bestiality if they're puppets?
That's what we want.
I don't know.
I am all for the death of the Muppets.
I think it's puppet. It's puppet bestiality.
I hope they go down in flames.
But it was actually written by Jim Henson's son, but then
I knew he was a porno freak.
The Muppets Corporation is suing Jim Henson's son, which I thought was interesting.
So why are they suing him? Because they don't want bestiality on their related to their Muppet show.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Can't have that. The kids, I don't think the kids would appreciate that.
But yeah, so you're thinking like an actual Ben 10 but dirty version or just
totally unrelated? Well, it doesn't
totally
have to be dirty. You could turn into
Ben
anything
10.
You want. I mean, like I said, you could be the toilet seat. You could even be a cartoon character. I mean, I could be He-Man, wear that sexy outfit he always wears, ride around on your little –
Does he have an outfit or just
he had
shirtless?
Like a – he wore like this these leather like straps. It was almost like an S&M outfit, and then it was like almost like a little tiny little like underwear practically. And he'd ride around on a little tiger. What was his tiger's name? I forget his name of his tiger's name, but he was almost like a gay porn star. I want to be a gay porn star and swing around on my what do they call those poles, my stripper pole. I'll be He-Man. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome He-Man to the stage. Yeah. Tipping is welcome. So I could be He-Man the stripper with my pet tiger.
I was actually one of my previous ideas might actually do this. And basically, it was for like a hologram. I'm trying to think of how I had it planned out. So there's one way to do it where you would like, you'd walk around with like a sphere, like a shower curtain circling around you, and it would like project images of what you want to look like.
That's what I want, a shower 24/7. Talk about being wet and slimy all the time.
So to other people, it would look like He-Man. Okay. And they wouldn't see the shower curtain because it would take video of one side of you and broadcast it on the other side.
Kind of like that car in James Bond, right? In Die Another Day, right? Did you see that one? He had the car and it had like – he could make it invisible by having a bunch of cameras on it and stuff.
Yeah, and then what was the other idea that I had with that? I think the other idea was to do the same thing but to have the cameras on your body. But then in that case, you would have to – whatever image you show on your wearable video, clothes, you couldn't become bigger. So like whatever character would have to be – the size of it would have to be on your clothes.
Well, my invention could be bigger. You could be bigger. You could be – I mean any – you know, almost anything. Not huge. Obviously, it would be just too big, but bigger. I mean you could be like mild-mannered Clark Kent by day – as stripper He-Man by night.
Like Ant-Man. He can get small and he can get large.
I'm Batman. I'm He-Man.
But so like if you use the video thing, like if you want to be 5 foot tall instead of 6 foot tall, where your head is, it would be showing like video of what's around you. So they wouldn't see your head. They would see the character's head would be where your chest is. Broadcast
cool.
TV
like, it's similar to my idea. But, I mean, I could even be an animal. I could be a dog, right? I mean, I could turn on your little clothing, like beep beep. You're a dog, Rover. Now it's like now the hell with taking out your date for coffee and dinner and drinks, man. You just sniff her butt, wipe your ass on the floor. It's time for sex, right? Chase her around the backyard a little bit, and then boom, that's a cheap date, right? You're a dog. Mm-hmm.
To the people at home, when he says boop, boop, he's twisting his nipple.
He's like, yeah, you twist your nipple. That's it's like Bewitched had her studio. Little, where she moved her face. I have the nipple twist, And if you do it really hard, then you can be something bigger. The harder you squeeze your nipple, the bigger you can be.
Okay.
You don't like that idea?
Well, that would discourage people from abusing the system because they don't want to hurt
their
nipples.
Right, exactly. If you squeeze too hard, you might cause damage to your
nipples. I mean, not everyone has sensitive nipples, though.
Yeah.
You could get that one weirdo that's going to be like, I'm as big as I can be.
I want to be a giant. Squeeze my nipples as hard as you can. But, I like that idea about being, you can be a toilet seat on Modern Family because I always dig Sophia Vergara. You know who Sophia Vergara is, right? She's kind of the hot chick on that show with the big, bazoos.
The whole toilet seat thing.
Well, I mean, I'd only do it for her. Then she could sit on my face.
Why don't she use a chair so at least she's not pissing and shitting on you?
Well, I don't know. Some people are into that shit,
Maybe you should be like her car seat or something.
Well, you're not – what sort of stimulation would you get?
It's all based on...
You're feeling her butt on top of you and she's pissing.
Doesn't that sound like sexy?
And you have no eyes.
Well, yes, you do. I mean,
seats do not have eyes.
This toilet seat would have eyes. It's kind of freaky, but I mean, it's like you go in there. It's like, I need to, whoa, that toilet seat's got some eyes, man. But
I don't think you're thinking it through that much.
No, not really. But how about I could be like a character on a logo or something like on, the Mucinex character, the snot guy? Have you seen that commercial?
Yes.
I could be the snot guy, right? I'd be all slimy and pussy goo.
Constantly getting kicked out of your home.
It's like I'd be, big fat piece of pussy goo like Harvey Weinstein, right? Or Donald Trump. Hey. You know?
I think you'd make a better Donald Trump than Donald Trump. Because you're at least a happy-go-lucky guy, you know?
I've got big hands.
I can't think you could do worse.
They're really big hands, and I'm going to fire off my missiles if you don't just stop leaving me alone. You know, I'm going to fire off the missiles. Kim, you know, we're going to have to get together and sit down, talk about this, or I'm going to have to use my belt and turn it into a toilet seat. Just don't sit on my face. But, I mean, you could even be a plant or a tree. You know?
Okay.
It could be a tree. I mean, think about it. The trees, I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, never lose a limb or anything. I mean, you'd always be a nice, stiff, strong tree. I mean, the hell with Viagra. You would never need to take that again. You'd always be hard, right? You know?
Okay. Any, like, so this is a movie or a series or a real life thing?
This is a real life invention, right? I mean, this is, you know, our scientists are working on this as we speak. I have a lab in downtown Detroit, and I pay my people $5 an hour to develop this technology.
There was a movie. Did you see Annihilation?
I did. I love that movie. It's based on a book.
That's kind of like that, only not as like – it's like an alien in control of the thing that's morphing things.
Did you get the end of that where the guy was like – was that one guy was like – was he the alien guy or was he the real guy? You know, at the end you're like, is that the guy or is that an alien? You're like, duh, I don't know. You remember – you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Her boyfriend?
Well, spoilers. The boyfriend definitely was the alien.
Well, at the end though, you know? Who was the – was he the alien or was he the real guy?
He was the alien.
I think so too.
But the
sequel.
The question was Natalie Portman an alien too?
Right. Was she infected also? Was she an alien? We weren't – at the end you're like, what the fuck? Who's the alien? They're all aliens.
But to show the – they showed like the gleaming in her eyeball.
Right, right.
So that sort of implies that she is the alien copy and it's not the real
her. I wasn't
her.
Sure. I wasn't like maybe she's infected or – I'm not sure, you know? I wasn't sure. Hey, you could be like the logo on like a box of Lucky, you know, the Lucky Charms guy, right? You could be the Lucky Charms. Always after me, Lucky Charms. They're mad, you know. I mean, I always thought that guy was kind of a pervy old 50-year-old guy.
Like you with the
like
toilet
me,
seat
right?
Thing.
I mean, that chases around kids. You've got to eat my Lucky Charms. What are you doing? I mean, why?
Sit on my face.
Sit on my face. I'm a toilet seat, you know. Why would General Mills make their cereal mascot be some pervy old guy?
More importantly, why would they never give the goddamn rabbit some tricks? That was just so rude.
I know.
That is not like, sharing. That is what's wrong with kids today.
I mean, nowadays, I mean, there's some free Viagra in every box. We've also got some antidepressants.
What if tricks
take the blue pills, the blue ones, the red ones.
What if Trix was like poisonous for rabbits and if kids like watching it on TV decided to give their pet rabbit Trix and then it just died?
Then that should come with a warning label.
Yeah.
What would the warning label say? And what?
Don't feed the fucking rabbit.
But yeah, that'd be like if you had a chocolate.
Well, they're kids, so you got to put it like really simple terms. Rabbit will die.
What if you made like Cocoa Puffs? You made the logo a dog, and the dog always wants the chocolate Cocoa Puffs.
I've always dreamed about like what it would be like to be like an animal. I mean, because you know, you see these movies where the guy turns or somebody turns into a dog or something. But I think that would be cool. Like I could be a cat.
Who doesn't want to be a dog?
A dog is great.
You get fed, you get rubs all day, you get to play outside, nap literally whenever and wherever you want. I'd rather be a dog.
They cut off your balls.
You never have to worry about toilet
paper. I don't have
paper.
Balls.
They do spay, whatever that is.
You never have to worry about toilet paper. You have a lifetime supply of toilet paper, the floor. Think about it, you know?
I heard somebody talking on a podcast who had a dog, and they were saying that male dogs, after they get neutered, you can tell in the behavior they're just more depressed and, like, docile. But I don't know if the same could be said for female dogs who've been spayed.
Well, they say that
probably not.
It's healthier for them because they tend to get like cancer, you know?
Oh, and it prevents It helps minimize aggression in some dogs. Like, there's a lot of breeds of dogs, like especially hunting dogs. If you don't get them snipped ahead of time, male or female, they can grow up to have like some major aggression problems.
Remember this, people. This is a public service announcement. They go to like top dog thing.
If they are, some of them, yeah, sometimes they might get lazier, but that's if you wait and do it. If you do it when they're younger, they never knew what they're missing, so they're fine. But if you get like an older dog that's already been around for, you know, a year or two, and then you decide to snip them, then yeah, you could notice like afterwards, it's just like, oh, life has no meaning. I have no balls.
No balls.
No balls.
That would be kind of cruel, you know.
But like, I mean, a lobotomy could make a criminal human like more docile. That doesn't make it right.
Yeah, but there's some
people. It's not saying that's healthy.
There was a reason for lobotomies years ago. People were, you know, it didn't, I mean, it worked. But I know it sounds cruel. But now they have it. They do something similar where they take a small probe and they heat up the probe and they basically burn very tiny areas of the brain. That's similar to like a lobotomy, but it's much more accurate, done with like MRIs or whatever. And,
I don't know. That sounds a little dangerous.
But we got off topic. Anything more with your idea?
I could be a cat, you know, or I could flash my butt at people and nobody would, you know, because my butt's not that good looking.
I would love to just knock something off a shelf and then just, be like, oh, exactly. That's just my cat being a cat. Meanwhile, we're like, fuck you, humans.
Fuck you, I'm going to spill this hot water all over the floor.
Would you be like an evil cat or dog?
Did you like this face?
Messing with people? Like,
exactly.
Because they won't expect you to do like a smart thing.
If somebody pissed me off, I'd just pee all over the rug, you know?
I would do the smartest shit if I was an animal and be like, how do you know how to do these things?
I could go out in the middle of the night, you know, through my little kitty door, get attacked doggy door.
I would set up pranks. Like... I would find my best way. Like, I would just prank them. Like, I would constantly be trying to, like, just scare you and shit. Why not?
Yeah, I could go out, you know, do whatever I want, have, you know, have crazy sex with all the other cats, just have a good time, you know, hit all the bars.
Cats have barbed penises.
Oh, that sounds really nasty, but they do.
And they can get stuck.
That can get pretty.
They can get stuck in the female cats.
Like razors.
For like hours.
Yeah, not all those sounds are sounds of pleasure you hear during the mating season.
I want a barbed penis. That sounds.
Never mind. I don't want to go into that. I think it's like a spiral
thing or whatever.
Like a drill.
So basically, duck rape was a really common thing. So female ducks developed this like false vagina, and it was in the shape of a screw, so any duck that would try to fuck them would fuck their dick up, right? Oh. Now, duck's dicks are turning into a screw shape and evolving into a screw shape.
Sounds like
dick.
A girlfriend I went out with once.
I don't want to talk about it. Here's an entire Wikipedia page worth of information.
Sorry, I couldn't. Duck rape.
Duck rape.
Okay.
What's the name of this episode?
I mean, you could turn into an object, too. You wouldn't have to be like a living thing. You could turn into like a can of soda, for instance, you know? If you like a certain, you know, can of soda, you could just...
So it sounds like you just want the variety of being able to do lots of weird things.
But what if someone cracks you open and drinks you? Have you not seen Sausage Party? That's terrifying.
I mean, you could spy on people. You know, you're like a fly on the wall. You know, I'm just a can of soda. You know? You could spy on anyone you want. You could plop yourself down in a room somewhere where there's like the big deals going down. You know, the meeting between Trump and Kim Jong-un. You're like, you know, a pen or something.
Now, let's say you're in a meeting, like you're spying on people. You're a can of soda. And then they just throw you in the trash. So then you have to become human again. And then you pop out as human, but you're in the trash. Or you have to, like, as they're going to throw you in the trash, you become human in their hand and they freak out and then you run away nude out the door.
Yeah, you would have to be – that's the thing. You might be – yeah, you could, would your clothes be part of your disguise, like the can of pop or whatever? Or would you also be – would you have to take off your clothes and just
Hello? Is this Paul?
Yes, this is.
Hey, thanks.
Creativity Wasted with Tom Alma?
Yep. Thanks for calling in. Pretty good. We were just finishing up Avery's idea, which is a device to basically morph you into anything just to creepily spy on people mainly and to have fun doing weird things. Anything
else? That's my life.
Anything else?
Having fun doing weird things.
Anything else?
No, we can move on to the next creepy invention.
Okay, you ready with your idea, Paul?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we're ready?
Yep.
Okay. It is an invention to go back in time and prevent yourself from doing things that would make you part of today's Me Too movement.
You mean from being victimized?
A Me Too eraser? Is that what you're talking about?
Sorry, are you saying like...
Exactly, a Me Too eraser. A Me Too eraser.
So are you saying this is like a license to do like raping and stuff and then go back in time and say I didn't rape that person or what? I don't get it.
I think you took that absolutely the wrong way.
I think someone's trying to abuse that power right now.
That's what I'm thinking. You're thinking.
You are the evil villain in this situation.
Because there's going to be like, people that are going to do that, right?
Yeah. Well, because it's kind of like, I've always loved Morgan Freeman. And now it's like, I'm like, Morgan Freeman isn't such a good guy anymore. I'm like, what if you go back in time and, like, even though Morgan Freeman didn't rape anyone, thank goodness, but it's like he still did, like, some of that, like, creepy grandfather things. And I'd like to be able to go back in time at those moments and just be, like, his publicist and be like, hey, Morgan, don't act so creepy.
So is this like Bill Cosby gets a get-out-of-jail-free card too then, right? He has this little thing and he's like, you know, I never gave them any Quaaludes.
If you could go back in time – and explain to Bill the repercussions of what he's done. But, you know, it's all hindsight.
I never gave him any Quaaludes because I used this time machine.
Well, you would run the risk of them murdering you and taking the time machine and then just doing even more Me Too-worthy things.
Just have a fudge pop like Avery. And forget about it.
Yes. Yep. It turns out it's a could backfire then, huh?
I guess it could. People could use it for evil instead of good.
Or you're just
playing. Yes, you made that very clear.
I'm like,
yeah, from the very first thing, I was like, here's something we can use to educate the public and go back in time and be like, hey, look, this is the way the future is. And everyone's like, no, let's abuse it.
That's what everybody does when they find these technology things. I mean, it's like, you know. That's the first
thing
people do, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it starts off as like, you can learn anything you want in 5 minutes from videos all across the world. And then it's like.
Now it's like 24/7 porn.
15 years later, it's all about Russian sex bots. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything.
Yeah.
I don't trust robots.
Are the bots Russian?
Or the Russians.
I know.
That combination is my least favorite.
They have creepy eyes, right? The robots.
There's something wrong there.
Well, I think anything with blue eyes is creepy.
Well, the Russians, one of the robots they made, it actually, that had like artificial intelligence, actually tried escaping and they had to like go out on a manhunt and hunt this robot down. That alone is a sign
that
the Russians should not be making fucking robots.
Robots are just tired of getting fucked.
So do Russian robots like have like Russian accents or something? Like, I am the Russian robot. I'm spying on you.
Well, if they're Russian robots, why would they make them English?
I don't know.
I would think that they would have to have probably like the voice of like their programmer, but you know, who knows whatever somebody's into.
More importantly.
It might have a voice like their mother or something like that.
That's creepy.
Don't forget to take the trash out.
I feel like if I had a robot, the last voice I wanted it to have would be like my mother's. That's some weird shit.
A Russian robot wouldn't run on electricity. It would burn.
It runs on vodka.
No, it runs on vodka Russian dressing.
It only operates in like -10 degrees.
Yeah. And what it looked like, see, for some reason, every time I think of a Russian woman, I think of Bridget Nielsen from, like, Rocky IV.
Oh, like really mannish and tough?
I wouldn't consider her mannish in Rocky IV, but, like, definitely, like, I don't know, I mean, now that you said it, I mean, I guess she's a little, like, masculine, but...
I don't know. The Russian women can be really hot. I mean, have you checked out like Russian brides, man? They're
pretty. I was gonna say they have a variety.
Have you put on that plate lately? Like,
yeah, I go there all the time, man.
I associate
so many choices,
so many to choose, so many to choose from.
I didn't know Russians have enough women that. And I always associated Japanese with the sex bots, because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They work on those there, too. They're fucking weirdos.
They're more into like pooping or like pooping on their meat or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Is that what they're into?
Avery's got a.
I don't know. I thought they were more into the milk thing. You know, like I don't know.
They're into little girls.
Are they? Okay.
They like the school girl.
Isn't there like an anime thing for that? What do they call
that? Yeah, that's like they're into like the whole school girl. Oh, and there's something with like tentacle porn.
Tentacle porn.
I can't remember what it's like, called. I don't know. I didn't research it.
Is that like multiple penises or something?
I don't know. I just remember there being
I
like
some
form of
a guy that has like penises on every
octopus,
you know,
tentacle porn.
I think that started as a way to get past the censorship laws. Because it's not technically sex if it's like tentacles or whatever.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure
it's
sex.
It became like a weird
okay,
thing.
Okay, so don't look at that tentacle. That tentacle is not a penis.
That is a dirty tentacle.
But back to Paul's idea. So you would go back in time and stop people from doing bad things.
Correct.
But
I used to watch a lot of the show Voyager back when I was a kid, so I've always wanted a time machine or a little device. Go back and fix history's mistakes.
Now, if someone from the future came back to you today and said, Paul Papatoni, you need to stop doing this because in the future it'll look really evil, what would it be? What are you doing now that you think the future will frown upon?
What am I doing now that I think the future would frown upon? That'd probably be being lazy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I got you there,
someone
buddy.
Someone will probably come back in time and send me a time management, like, you know what I'm saying? Like someone that would like babysit me and like stay on me and keep my appointments and all those sorts of things. They'd also handle my social media account. Now that'd probably be first and foremost.
Yeah, I think the best thing would be like yourself from the future could send you a note or something and say, get off your butt and do something. Okay, so can you send messages like from the past or the future? Like to like from the future to the past? Can you send an email or a text message from the future? That'd be cool.
Yeah, well there's a Denzel Washington movie like that where he's got to go back in time and save a fairy from like blowing up.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies with that kind of theme in it.
Now, let's say
apparently everybody wants to go back in time.
I know.
I don't know if this is true, but let's say a woman got raped and the resulting baby was Gandhi. Like the result of this evil act became this great person.
That's right. I mean, that's the trouble with these time machine things. Well, you could screw up the entire world.
The butterfly effect.
Because Gandhi, although for many generations was held up as an icon. I over the past year, I've seen a lot of posts where people are saying like, "Oh, Gandhi was a racist. Gandhi was a terrible person."
Yeah, things are the standards now for what that is considered are different than they were like 40, 50 years ago too. People got away with that stuff. Nobody paid any attention, but now the standards are much higher. It's like, hey, you can't do that shit, buddy.
Yeah, so now you could take that time machine, go back and tell Gandhi, you know. Of course, do you think it would be any comfort to the person who got raped? They'd be like, hey, don't worry, your son's going to be Gandhi. I know this is a terrible experience for you,
they're gonna say, no, I want this baby out of me.
But what about all the other? You can't
get Gandhi out of my body.
You can't weigh her desires of happiness above the lives of like hundreds of millions of other Indian people that Gandhi helped.
I was gonna say, I think it should be a choice if you want your mistake fixed. Well, like, I think it should be the victim that gets to decide, like, hey, go back and erase that son of a bitch.
But you could go really, really far into the future. Like the movie the movie Time Machine, he went really super far in the future and there was like nothing there. So you could see what your effect was. Like if I do this and I tell Gandhi, you know, tell this person not to abort Gandhi, I mean, what's going to happen? So you could see that. You could say, oh, shit, I better not do that.
Now, what if this just snowballs and there's like just millions of people just always going back and nagging people, and there's like nobody does anything wrong, so there's like overpopulation because nobody's ever been murdered, and then like all sorts of new problems happen.
You need to have like a video monitor where you can see, like, if you do press a button and see if you do a certain thing, what's the outcome, so you could decide whether you want to do it or not. Right? That your gadget would have that on it, I think.
Of course, if you confronted people from the past, they'd all probably think you were a witch, and they'd probably kill everybody from the future. So,
yeah. By the way, I'm not saying that we shouldn't help people.
Like, yes, you are.
I'm not excusing. I'm not saying that it's good that all these crimes happen.
Come on, Tom. Make the future
I'm just
great
playing
again.
Devil's advocate.
Well, that's like the Minority Report, where they use these precogs. You guys see? I know you're a sci-fi fan, so you probably saw my. It's based on a short story by Philip K. Dick, and they use these precognitives, and they would predict who was going to commit a crime, and they would go arrest somebody before they committed a crime, basically.
Yep.
So there.
Until Tom Cruise saw himself being arrested,
right.
Well, and had to try to change history.
Right.
Now, I don't know if I want to go here. Let's say, yeah, no, I'm not going to go there.
Go there. Well, we all want you. Paul wants you to go there.
We've already talked about duck rape. Like, where can you go at this point?
Let's say you're a precog and you work at Starbucks.
Are you talking about the incident that happened with the arrest a few weeks back? Well, you'd know not to do that, I guess.
Well, okay. Now, you could go back in time, prevent that instance from ever happening. But the result is all those Starbucks employees never get sensitivity training.
See,
so sometimes something bad has to happen in order for something good to happen.
That's
for
right.
People to be like, "Oh, you know what? Yeah, that was really terrible."
You are so wise beyond your years.
Another thing is,
thank you, sir.
So you'll be like stopping people from doing the big horrible things, but then, like, all these people who didn't do these big horrible things, they're still in other people's lives doing like little horrible things. Like some guy who would have gone to jail for rape, now he's not in jail and he's just really mean to his daughter every day.
Well, we're not going to.
Or he's
you're
just
not
really
gonna,
mean to his neighbor every day.
You're not going to focus on like something small, like, oh, so and so forgot to put
on rapists.
Yeah, you're going to focus on rapists and crime, right? I mean, you're not going to focus on if somebody forgot to put the toilet seat down or something. You're going to shit. I got to go back in time because
I know that's my
that guy
point.
Left
though.
A puddle of water on the street and someone's going to slip and fall.
If you stop all of the most horrible things, all those people are around to do just to amplify the amount of less horrible things that get done.
It just never ends. It's like Ashton Kutcher.
So it's like nobody's getting murdered, but there's like just thousands of assholes everywhere who would have been in prison who are just around just being assholes doing slightly less horrible things.
So you make a list of all the assholes, like you have an asshole list. Probably.
Oh, like a burn book?
Yeah, like a database of assholes.
A burn book for assholes.
Yeah. 100,000.
Thank you, Regina George.
Yeah, there you go.
deep cut.
Okay, anything else with your idea?
No, I think we covered all the bases on that. Like, it's a pretty flawed idea.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, so my idea is pretty long. So it's a science fiction movie, and it's not a comedy. And I call it The Party Ship. And it's about human beings colonizing another planet in a nearby solar system for the first time. So it's kind of like the movie Passengers with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt. They're just traveling on a spaceship.
Or Alien Covenant.
And my idea is it takes place in the near future, maybe 50 years or so in the future. And so I want to put some things in it that are sort of different than most older sci-fi movies that are sort of based on contemporary things. And so one of them is that it the Elon Musk, like, eccentric billionaire type. Like, they don't really have that guy in older sci-fi movies. But if it happened today that we were colonizing another planet, it'd probably be funded by Elon Musk or Richard Branson or one of these, like, adventurous billionaire playboy party guys, not like government or anything. So,
well, some of the old movies had like these big rich scientist guys. I mean, if you saw the movie, it was called The Day the Earth. No, it was When Worlds Collide. And it's basically about another planet colliding with the Earth. And there's this scientist, like this rich scientist guy who's like really rich and greedy. So
yeah,
he's like a villain.
And then one of the other things that I think is different than a lot of sci-fi movies is that they would be huge spaceships and they wouldn't have to worry about cargo, like not having a lot of wasted stuff. Like, they can just pack almost an infinite amount of, like, trash and, like, trinkets and stuff. It's not, like, almost empty rooms with white walls and there's almost nothing there.
Is Darth Vader in this film?
No. So I'm thinking of, like, the Elon Musk, the BFR, big fucking rocket, whatever. They're thinking about just making just gigantic things. He launched a car up in one.
So, what
of them,
is like, it? Nuclear powered, or is it like powered by like lasers?
I don't really get into that.
Laser beams from the eyes.
And so, I want to try to get through the intro part before I want to at least get to the story part. So, another thing that I think is different is a lot of times, like, because they're traveling, it's going to take like 200 years to get to the nearest star or whatever. So
currently,
normally they have like people frozen, like cryogenically frozen, so they're not aging and they're just unconscious most of the way. So my idea is they don't have that, but they have.
So they die before they even make it?
No. So they have like, there's a diabetes drug that's starting to slow aging in people.
I don't think 200 years slow.
Yeah, but so my thought is, well, they've figured out how to like isolate why that works and make it better.
Telomeres, right?
Telomeres. There's all these things they're trying to do to extend aging. So, and then there's also they've learned a little bit about hibernation. So my idea is they're not completely unconscious and unaging. Maybe they age like a tenth the speed of a normal person, so they can get these people who are like geniuses who are like 20 or under, and then by the time they'll age a tenth of the speed while they're traveling, so when they get there they'll be like in their 30s and they'll still be young enough,
still useful
to reproduce, to have kids. And my idea is that so they take like 30 giant spaceships, and the idea is that some of them are going to collide with space debris on the way there, and they're going to get – everybody's going to die. They're going to hit the debris so fast it's just going to vaporize the ship, just destroy it.
Let's hope you're not on one of those.
So it's a pretty risky thing, and they're just planning around that by just sending enough different ships that
– who's going to volunteer to be on that?
Hopefully some of them make it.
It's like, which ship do you want to be on? I don't know. Not one that collides with shit. You know?
Yeah. Then the other thing,
the steering wheel.
Yeah.
So the reason I call it the party ship is that it's funded by this eccentric party guy. And so basically for the hibernation and thing, basically what they do, and I had an idea on the previous episode of the podcast called happiness comas. And so the idea is they go in like a coma like sleep for like 90 days or so, and then they come out for a day or two. And then they go, they maybe do a little bit of exercise and they do
happiness
a little bit
coma.
Of like
that,
stuff.
That sounds like a Big Mac fries and a Coca-Cola.
But the idea is on the, right before they go back into the coma, they can get like drunk as fuck and they don't have to feel the hangover because they just go into the coma and then their body experiences the coma when they're unconscious. Hmm. So every 90 days when they wake up, they have like one day of work. and then one day of just blitzed out partying, playing.
Yeah, the work is probably just to avoid
doing recreational drugs and dancing and.
So it's a giant orgy on this spaceship, yeah, basically.
Sort of.
You know.
I find it funny that you still have people getting drunk in the future. Yeah. And they're still concerned about alcohol.
And they're doing drugs, having wild sex, and watching. What are they doing? Staying up all night?
Well, so basically the idea is they're risking their lives, and it's really stressful, and this is a way to let out and distract
from the stress.
So when
you're recruiting people for this deal, you go like, yeah, but you can party like every 30 days as much as you want. There's an unlimited supply of drugs.
Exactly.
Sounds like a plan for millennials.
And so another thing that I had with the party thing is that it'd get boring after a while even with that. And so the way they get around that is all of the crew.
Theme parties.
Exactly. Exactly. So all of the crew, they get to pick like – they get to plan like four or five like themed parties. So every 90 days, it's somebody's theme party. There's like 50 to 100 people on each ship.
And the food, you probably have like themed food too. You have like, you know.
Yeah, they could have it's like a cheesy like prom type themed party type thing.
Giant theme.
Food and music.
Party
and
with.
Maybe they have like VR type things to make it seem like a beach one time.
And they could have like different like 80s bands playing every 30 days.
UV lights to simulate sun and a beach and
Aerosmith
sand.
and whatever.
Well, they couldn't get the actual people.
Yeah, they would. They'd want to go and party, right?
Well, they'll be too far away. But anyway, so that's the setup. I think I got all the setup. So the main characters of the movie would be the CEO guy, who would also be the captain of one of these 32 ships.
Elon Musk
type guy.
My name is Elon. Elon Musk. Captain of the SS. What's the name of your ship?
I didn't give it a name.
Okay.
But and then there'd be a janitor guy. So every 90 days,
it's always a janitor.
The janitor and the CEO would – captain would wake up like a day or two before everybody else.
The janitor cleans up after all the sex parties. He's like, where are all these condoms doing all over the place, man?
You guys do all the shit work.
Yeah. You guys got to clean up after yourself. Throw your condoms out in the garbage, man.
Exactly. So the CEO, he does stuff like captain. He like he communicates with Earth.
The janitor is the guy that kills everybody on the crew. You know what I'm saying? He's the guy that steered everybody into the asteroid belt because he's tired of cleaning up everybody's shit.
There you go.
Not quite, but yeah. So the janitor, he wakes up a couple days earlier to set up the parties, and then he stays a couple days later to clean it all up. So
is there more than one janitor, or you got only one?
I'm thinking only one.
Shit.
One guy, like one guy per ship.
And he's also the guy that everybody has sex with.
And so, yeah, he's the only one who's not like a
smart guy. Of course it's going to happen while he's in hibernation.
Yeah, they're going to rape him while he's in hibernation.
And then he has to clean up everybody's mess.
Oh, another thing that he does is as a part of the cleanup is if somebody gets pregnant, he gives them like the morning after pill. And so they never have to know that it was them who got pregnant and had the aborted baby.
So basically he's going to be like spiking their last drink before they go in the morning after pill. Here you go, honey, drink up. You're going to need to.
Yeah. Drink this.
But so those are the two main characters.
Better have a lot of mops. A lot of mops on these spaceships.
Yeah. And then they just eject everything, all the trash. They don't need to.
Littering.
Yeah, just litter in space. Let's destroy that too while we're at it. That sounds nice and
it's
safe.
It's destroying it.
Yes, it is. Space junk is
a real thing.
Only if it's orbiting the Earth.
It's a real thing.
So then there's a few minor characters. The janitor, he like falls in love with some female doctor.
Oh, God. He's going to rape her while she's unconscious, isn't he? She wakes up and he's just waiting outside her pod like, I've been waiting for you.
And the janitor, he probably picks up all the unused quaaludes all over the place or unused downers and drugs, and he drugs this doctor, right? So he can have sex with her.
He's not
without
you.
Her knowing.
Yellow pudding.
He has some yellow pudding.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So yeah, him and the janitor and some female doctor, they're sort of in love, but she won't. She sort of rebuffs him because, like, he's not part of the plan. He's like a low-down janitor.
She won't do oral, so he dumps her.
I'm a fucking scientist, you idiot. Like, yeah. Going out with a janitor.
And so...
Is there a love triangle? Maybe there's, like, someone else. Like, I love John,
yeah,
not you.
They're like...
You're only a janitor mopping floors.
Yeah, I don't know what her other love interest might be. I don't really get into that. So anyway, so those are the characters. So they're traveling for a while. Like maybe they're halfway there and one of the ships.
Oh shit, we left the stove on. Gotta go back.
One or two of the ships gets knocked out from like space debris one of these times they wake up and people are a little worried, but they don't really think much about it. And then a couple more get knocked out and all of a sudden they're like three quarters of the way and maybe gradually, like half of them get knocked out, and then once half of the 32 ships are gone, people start freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, and so freaking out too.
It's this weird thing. So they're like being forced to party. There's like music blaring, and some people are able to sort of party harder to escape from the fear and the.
I think this is where you need one of my belts to morph into something. You know, you need when things start going bad.
But then, some people are like just getting in like alcoholic stupors, and there's some people are like wiry, shaky, starting to freak out. And so it's like this weird, warped sort of fake.
So where are you getting
happiness.
All these drugs and alcohol? I mean, you're gonna have to like.
Guys, I gotta bounce. I'm outside of a show, and my space in the lineup is coming up in 2 minutes.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Cool.
So where are you?
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Creativity Wasted, and thank you, everybody, for listening in. I'll see you some other time.
Yep.
So where are you? I mean, you're going to have to get a lot of – it's going to be a big haul, right? Maybe you have like one of those things like on Star Trek where you have like they would like press a button and it would create like any drug you want. It's like beep, beep. You know, it's like, oh, really look, big. I got, methadone. Beep, beep. Ah, look, marijuana, you know, I got to smoke a joint.
Yeah. Like one of those like Select-A-Coke machines only with drugs.
Right.
Well,
Select-A-Drug.
I don't know how they dispense it, but it's not like manufacturing it on the fly. That's like super future, like Star Trek. I like to keep it sort of grounded in like near future.
So you need like to stock the ship up before it left Earth probably. Like,
yeah, you would just stock it up and you'd plan for all of that. Yeah. And then so they're starting to freak out because half the ships are gone. And then all of a sudden, one time they wake up. And the captain and the janitor wake up early. And so the captain comes and talks to the janitor. And the captain is like, normally he's like this super party guy, like, but he's like just in shock, just sad and in shock. And it turns out that he's been getting news from Earth because it takes like years to get there because they're like light years away. And so he got news from Earth, and it's really, really bad. And he won't tell the janitor what it is. And he tells the janitor to destroy the communication satellite on the ship so nobody can find out what happened.
I mean, this sounds like a novel. I mean, you know, this is a screenplay to the next big sci-fi movie.
Twist, he also has cancer.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've only got one month to live. And we're not even at a – what's the name of the – they're going to like a planet, right? It's like an Earth-like planet.
Yeah, presumably,
away.
Yeah. In a nearby star.
So they can pee their names there. In the snow on this new planet, right? We have to get there just so we can pee our names in the snow.
So, yeah. So the guy destroys the satellite or the antenna to get the communications from Earth. And then,
asshole.
Because the CEO told him to do it and he did it. So then they have the party. And the CEO is sort of acting sort of sad and outside of his normal happy self. But most of the partiers are just oblivious of that and nothing really happens. And so a couple things go by and they're almost there. So they're like right on the edge of this other solar system. They're like past like Pluto area, wherever, but in the other solar system. And so they hit like some asteroid belt or like debris field and like all of the ships except for three get knocked out.
What's in the debris field? Like jello pudding or something, right?
Just it's rocks.
Like, hey, we've stumbled across some jello pudding, an asteroid belt.
So they find out that all of them except for three get knocked out. And then this is where it takes a turn for the dark.
I thought it was already pretty dark, right?
So then
they're all out of drugs, right? I mean,
yeah. So no, they're not out of drugs.
They're using drugs as fuel. They're creative. They're like, we've got to put drugs into the rocket injectors.
So this is when the CEO, the guy, just freaks out because he realizes that there's not enough live people left to maintain this colony, because you need a certain amount of genetic diversity to avoid like inbreeding and stuff in future generations to keep the species
and
going.
And that's when Sigourney Weaver shows up with her.
And, yeah. And so the janitor is he's talking to the janitor before everybody wakes up again. And so the janitor says something like, well, maybe in a couple generations, Earth will send more people and they'll
sounds
help
like a
keep
really
the colony
fucked
going.
Up deal.
And the CEO says something like, Earth is never sending people, like, because he knows what happened on Earth, but the janitor doesn't know. So it's like a really ominous thing, like something either humanity got wiped out or nearly wiped out.
We should send all the assholes in these spaceships that from our asshole list. We need to put together this asshole list and then put them all on these, because they're all going to die anyways, right, based on your story. So
No.
A lot of them get killed.
So then what happens is so they wake up everybody for the party and whatever. And then during the party, the CEO kills himself by ejecting himself out of the ship. And like during the party, the janitor sees that the CEO's body is floating by the window. And so basically the janitor, he's trying to, because if everybody sees this, they're all going to freak out and they're all going to.
I think so. I would.
So the janitor does like, he's like.
Like
he like gives a toast to the person who designed that week's party or whatever to make everybody look the other way as the janitor or as the CEO's body floats by the window. And so that happens. And then
time for a Klondike bar.
So yeah. Then the janitor, everybody goes back to sleep after the party. And then so the janitor decides he's going to go to these other two surviving ships. Apparently they have like these little emergency transport vehicles.
Escape pods.
It takes like a day or two, maybe. The ships aren't like right next to each other, so it's not like their people are always traveling back and forth. But like,
so is there food in the escape pods? I mean, do they have like drugs or what? Are they loaded with food?
No, it's like just like a little thing that they can travel.
How do they go to the bathroom?
I don't care.
But they gotta have somewhere to go. I mean, do they go through a?
They
tube?
Just piss in their pants like
they
NASA.
Piss in their pants like NASA.
Okay. So. Anyway, he gets to the first other ship. This is during the 90 days when everyone else is sleeping. And he sees that they all killed themselves, the whole crew. Like they took some pills and they killed themselves because they didn't have the antenna knocked out.
And
so all they
those,
all knew what
all
happened
those
on
drugs,
Earth.
But no Zoloft or anything like that.
Yeah, they all lost hope. So they all killed themselves. And then he goes to the other ship, the third one, and he finds out, oh, they're actually dead too. Because the ship survived like a meteor impact, but it was a tiny one and it like created a whole air leak and it killed everybody.
That's pretty depressing, your story.
Yeah, it gets really depressing.
Exciting. Well, at least everybody is dead. You could probably take all their dead bodies and kind of scoop them up, right? You have a big giant scooper on these spaceships. Scoop up all the dead bodies and use it for like rocket fuel.
So then he goes back to his ship.
It just went right by him.
Well, I want to finish okay. Before the time.
Go ahead.
I don't want to be a dick and ignore what you're saying, but I'm trying to finish. So then he goes back to the main ship where he came from. And when he gets back, he sees that somebody is like just murdering everybody. Like what I think happens is somebody figured out that all this horrible shit is happening and he lost his mind and it's a guy and he's basically sort of a nerdy like guy and he's going to just murder basically everybody while they sleep except for like a few women he finds attractive and he's just going to
put them in suspended animation.
He's just going to live with them on this new planet, just him and them. So that's his plan.
That's it. And they have little babies.
And I like to think that maybe he was on the ship where everybody killed themselves and he didn't take the pill. He pretended to take the pill when everybody else took the pill. And so that sort of made him go crazy.
It reminds me of that.
Seeing everybody else die.
Who was that guy on that he was a religious guy, thought he was like God, and they went to like this island in Africa, not island, but in Africa, and all, he made all the people drink Kool-Aid, like poisonous Kool-Aid.
I think that was in South America.
South America, maybe.
Unless you're talking – the real thing was in South America.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's basically starting with the men. He's killing off all the men. So the janitor guy, the good guy
– cutting off all their testicles.
He's like seen through a door that he's locked out of. He's not – the guy who's murdering everybody is in the room where they're all sleeping and he's murdering them all.
So how is he murdering them? Is he like doing
like really brutally?
Like slitting their throat, or is he like cutting off their limbs, or – like, I'm going to cut off each of just your like fingers to cause you pain and suffering. Die.
Well, they're mostly asleep.
Oh, okay. So he's like stabs them in the heart or the brain or something.
Yeah, he's stabbing them with something and there's like blood flying. I like to think of it as really, really bloody, well, this be battle like that's
zero
coming up.
Is there zero gravity, or do you have one of those ships that has gravity? Because you would see the blood floating around.
I'm thinking it's zero gravity.
Oh, that would be cool, right? The blood would be all over the place.
And so the janitor's trying to get in to stop
good
this guy.
Good visual effect, right?
And he's like pounding on the door so hard.
I've got to mop up the blood. Let me in.
He's like breaking his arm trying to get in, and like he finally figures out a way to get in. By that time, basically all the men are dead. And so he has this big, like, 5-10 minute, just bloody, weightless fight with this guy. And he finally...
It's like at the end of a James Bond movie where kills like him. Only 60 seconds before the bomb explodes.
So after he kills the bad guy, he wakes up the female doctor.
The love of his life.
Yeah, he's wounded really bad, and so they're communicating for a few minutes, and
I'm dying.
Basically, they come up with the idea that she's a doctor. She's going to take the sperm from all of the dead men who were just murdered.
But wouldn't the sperm be dead? I mean, you can't take sperm from a dead guy.
Well,
if
he died like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
And she's gonna artificially inseminate all of these women, even though they're not supposed to have babies on the ship.
With dead sperm.
With the dead guy's sperm.
Oh, and dead guy's sperm.
All of the dead, okay. The dozens and the 50 or so dead guys.
And they're willingly like, yeah, sure, shoot me up with some dead guy sperm. Well, they're like that.
So she does that, and after they're talking and they come up with a plan, the evil guy wakes up and clobbers the good guy in the back of the head and knocks him out.
End of story.
No. Well, she's still conscious and she's going to help. She's going to impregnate all these women with the sperm.
Dead guy sperm.
And so she has to kill the bad guy once and for all, because you need a woman who kicks ass in the movie.
She's probably no.
And
like,
she saves a janitor. Right. She puts him in a coma, like a real coma, not like a 90-day coma.
She saves him and impregnates him with dead guy's sperm.
He's alive, but in a coma. So they land on the planet. And all these pregnant women. And it's all women.
And the pregnant janitor.
And the janitor in the coma. And
he's in a coma.
So she wakes up all these women.
I'm carrying an alien baby.
All these women have been partying all the time. And they wake up and there's just blood all over the ship. And they're 9 months pregnant and they're not supposed to be pregnant. And so they wake up into this like nightmare. But then they get off and they're on the planet now. And they're starting to do whatever they need to do. And
what are they doing, like plowing and planting seeds?
And they all start having miscarriages. So they almost all have miscarriages because they weren't supposed – the trauma from landing killed all the babies. So and then they all try to take this pill that the other crew took to commit suicide. But the janitor had swapped out the pills because he knew that they might do that.
Bastard.
So then – they figure out after he's saved them again with the pills that there's a botanist whose job is to mix DNA
of
plants.
Where did the botanist come from? He's like a new character.
Yeah, like a new female character. And basically she uses the guy in the coma. She uses his sperm and
– all this talk of sperm is
all of the DNA
hungry.
From – there's a bunch of men who are dead in this third spaceship. It's sort of it's
lots of sperm flying.
It's
around.
Orbiting the planet, And so they use
a planet made of sperm.
Those people are all frozen, so their DNA is still good. So they splice it in with this
Captain, the sperm asteroid's heading right for us. What and do so we do?
This woman who wouldn't
don't just stand there.
This woman who loved this man who wouldn't be with him. He ended up like saving the world, like her using his unconscious body to like save the world, like populate the entire world from his.
So she kept
body.
Like taking his sperm, like while he was like comatose.
Yeah, well, they manipulate his sperm to put the other guy's DNA in
very
it.
Spermy.
That way, there's enough genetic diversity
there's
to keep the human beings
film.
Going. So it's like a just dark thing, dark thing, dark thing, dark thing. Then they figure out how to save humanity.
We call the movie The Sperm.
But that was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for listening, and thanks for coming, Avery, and thanks for calling Paul if you're listening to this later. Good night.